All right, welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. This is our regular board meeting. It's Wednesday, November 16th, 2022 at 1 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. And as required by law, state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to call the meeting to order and we're going to do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dortch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So everyone is attending and we have... Okay. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance now. John Dortch, can I have you do that, please?
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. So now we're on staff introductions and we'll start with Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon, all.
Thank you. Jerry Vincent.
Good afternoon. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Welcome to both of you. We're now on school staff.
Good afternoon. Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
And this is Jenna Yunus, the principal, just in time. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jenna. Anybody else? All right, School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
And any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon, it's Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Welcome. And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, so welcome to everyone. We're now going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And Lindsay is going to do this, is that right?
Yes, I will. Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a motion and a second to pass 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dorsch, second.
All right, Mike Malloy has moved. John Dorsch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1E has been passed unanimously. We're on 1F. Approve agenda for the November 16, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to pass 1F?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to approve 1F.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Thank you, ladies. Claudette Beck has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. We're on 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Good afternoon, this is Shelley Sams here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So three, additional corporate officers and board members, observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. I want to make a comment. I did have an opportunity to attend the CDSC conference, Educational Charter School Conference, this last weekend. And Superintendent Reese was there with some of her staff. And I think that's a marvelous thing to do, is bring some of your staff to those so they can broaden the scope of what's happening and actually get to see how strong the charter movement is becoming, and especially with their help. Another aside is there was a meeting about board members, and I want to say you guys would have been aces there. It was just so well done. So having said that, as they enter the good season of the year, I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Jerry Vincent.
Thank you for your time and effort. And as we enter into the break, I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. We have so many things to be thankful for, and I'm very thankful for each one of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So again, I would like to just repeat the same thing. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Any other board members with comments? All right. If not, let's go to closing items. A, next regular board meeting date is on December the 9th at 1 o'clock. And now I need a motion second to adjourn this meeting.
John Dorsch, move.
Mike Malloy, second.
Okay, so John Dorsch has moved. Mike Malloy is second. And we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand.
Aye.
So it is unanimous that this meeting is adjourned.